Hello, everyone. I hope that you are all hanging in there. I've lost count of the number of these podcast reflections that I've done now, but I do know that it's a lot more than I ever envisaged at the beginning of this pandemic. Lots of things have changed. And one of the changes that bothers me is that when I go out for my daily walk, I'm finding it more difficult to look people in the eye and say hello. I know that keeping my distance doesn't mean that I have to ignore people. Yet right now, I have to make an effort, whereas before I would have naturally greeted people with a smile and a friendly word. Or at least I'd do that most of the time. I definitely had my grumpy moments. A prerequisite for acting with compassion is to pay attention, to take note not only of our own behaviour, but also the behaviour of others. And I'm well aware that right now I'm more likely to look away rather than at people. And with that awareness comes a choice. I can choose to look at people and smile and say hi. Jesus noticed the people around him. The stories that are told about Jesus show us that compassion is only possible when we become attuned to others. If we're totally absorbed in our own feelings and problems, we're much more likely to overlook the needs of others. And the God of compassion is found in such opportunities. I'd like to share with you a Jesus story from the Gospel of Luke. It's found in Luke 17, and it's verses 12 to 16. And I'm reading from a paraphrase. It's called The Message, and the paraphrase was done by Eugene Peterson. It happened as Jesus crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a long, good look at them, Jesus said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests. So they went, and while they were still on their way, they became clean. And one of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude and glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough. And he was a Samaritan, an outsider." This is a miracle story. And I find such stories challenging because they raise the question of belief. Do I believe that Jesus cured 10 people of leprosy? And I really don't know. However, I am becoming more aware that the most obvious miracle is often not the only miracle in the healing stories that were told about Jesus. In this one, there are people who know what it means to keep their distance. They are respecting the need for physical distancing, and they don't ask directly for healing. They don't ask for a miracle, but rather they ask for compassion, for mercy. They wanted Jesus to notice them and to be aware of their suffering. And this he did by taking the time to look them in the eye. I can imagine that look and how it must have felt to be seen as a person rather than a label, rather than a leper. This in of itself must have felt like a miracle, which brought about a different sort of healing. Have you noticed that when I use the word story, I use it a lot in connection with Jesus? I'd like to share with you a Jewish wisdom teaching about the importance of storytelling. And of course, it's in the form of a story. And the main character is truth. Truth, naked and cold, had been turned away from every door in the village. Her nakedness frightened people, and they shunned her in their discomfort. When Parable found Truth, she was huddled in a corner, shivering and hungry. Taking pity on her, Parable gathered her up and took her home. At home, she dressed Truth in a story, warmed her, and sent her out again. Clothed in story, Truth knocked again at the doors, and this time she was readily welcomed into the villagers' houses. They invited her to eat at their tables and warm herself by their fires. Telling a story is one of the most respectful ways to share knowledge, and that's why it is so effective. Well, listening to a story, what does it allow us to do? It allows us to come to our own conclusions, to make up our own minds and decide how the story speaks to us in our lives. Instead of telling someone, "You should be more compassionate," imagine inviting your listener to come to that conclusion independently, perhaps to think in their minds about what their problem might be, perhaps acknowledging anger or suspicion, irritation or bitterness that were making the situation worse. Telling a story can help people to break down the barriers that they have erected in their lives and which hinder them from acting with compassion. Jesus was a teller of stories. Stories which spoke in people's hearts, turned long-held convictions upside down, and offered a different way of connecting with God's love. These stories continue to speak to us today. And today, in our times, we are faced with threats to our health and well-being. The COVID-19 virus is every bit as scary as leprosy was in Jesus' time. We are keeping our distance from each other, but we can still let our eyes meet and recognize our humanness. So how might we live the Jesus story in our times? It happened as we were on the streetcar traveling north on Spadina in the area known as Chinatown. Many restaurants were closed, and the owners of small stores were standing outside wondering if anyone would come in and buy. A young woman on her way to Longo's caught the eye of one shopkeeper and saw the desperation. She stopped and she went inside to buy vegetables. I'm going to leave you today with that story, but this podcast is not quite finished, because I invite you to listen to the hymn "Come Touch Our Hearts." It's played by Steve Cook, and the words are, on the Spirit Connect page, I have used the words to verse 1 as the prayer. So may you all stay well in body, mind, and spirit till we get together the next time.